This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Good morning. Good Wednesday morning to everyone here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am very happy to be with you this morning. This beautiful, another beautiful morning. It is gray outside. It is raining, but it is beautiful because that is all a part of what makes things happen, makes things grow, brings things together, and has life be successful, right? No matter what. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We have another fun topic. It is how to be your best self. How do you unlock your full potential, right? Sometimes we look at other individuals, other people, or we watch people who have been wildly successful on news programs or on television, and what pops into our brain, but how did they do it? How did they achieve such amazing success? Keeping in mind that success is relative. Success is what you individually are going to find fulfilling as success. It doesn't mean money. It doesn't necessarily mean social status. It's how do you achieve your best self, unlocking your full potential to achieve the success that you desire in your life, your business, and relationships. And that's going to vary. It's going to vary from person to person. It's going to vary from, you know, really how hard you're willing to work for it. Honestly, that's going to be very different. However, there is a key. Every single person can achieve ultimate success, whatever that success is that they deem, based on unlocking the full potential of their brain. You know me. You know. Pardon me. I get so excited, right? You know me. It's always going to come back. Brain lady. It's always going to come back to the brain. And neuroscience is helping us to understand so much. So much. And it's becoming clearer and clearer as more and more of these studies are done and more of this research is conducted. It's becoming clearer and clearer that all of this technical neuroscience stuff is not just for neuroscientists anymore. Because of how powerful, how truly life-changing this understanding and gaining a clearer picture of the functions of the brain and how our day-to-day life can impede those functions or can actually increase the efficiency and the effectiveness of those functions, that needs to be common knowledge across the board. And that is exactly what we do here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. That's what it's all about, right? It's all about understanding all this neuroscientific, neuropsychological stuff, bringing it down into usable information for our life, business, and relationships. Achieve more. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Literally, how do you tap into the strength of your brain? How do you get your brain or be able to tap into and get your brain to respond and help you achieve what you want and need to achieve in your life? That's what today's show is about. That's what we're going to be talking about on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So I hope you're comfortable. I hope if you're listening live on this Wednesday morning that you have your tea, your coffee, your water, your whatever it is, your brain drink. You know me, I always drink my Delta E, my brain drink. You want more information about that Delta E, shoot me an email. But whatever it is, I hope you're comfortable, because I know that you know that I have told you before. Your brain is going to learn best only when it's comfortable. If it is distracted by anything, it is not going to be able to retain the information I give you today nearly as well as if you are able to be comfortable and it's not distracted, okay? If you are ready, take a deep breath, roll your shoulders, and get comfortable for today's Brain Lady Speaks radio show on how to be your best self and unlock your full potential, okay? So let's dig into that. Stay on to the end, as always, to hear more about how you can get in contact with me and how you can help me out. I'm going to ask a favor of everybody who listens. I would love your feedback, and I want to talk about that a little bit more as we get ready to close up the show today. But let's dig into that, unlocking your full potential. I like some of this. One of the scientists that I have recently read some information on and some articles that have been written by her, she says that understanding brain health isn't something that should be left only to the scientist. And I like that. I like that because it's such valuable information, and it's not, it has such a practical day-to-day application, right? For those live, I apologize. I will edit that out in post-production. You know me and my allergies and my cough, so I apologize for that. But it's something that understanding, getting back to the topic, understanding that how malleable the plasticity of your brain, how that affects your level of success. And that's so, so huge and important. You can no longer use that as an excuse for being limited or for not breaking through the ceiling of success because of the way you were raised. I'm not saying that it doesn't affect it. And there are some very interesting studies that I'm going to talk about today on just how your early childhood development, even your, you know, I've touched on it before, you know, even what happens in for the host, so to speak, the mom during pregnancy, you know, in terms of how calm her life is or how, you know, how upset her life is, it'll definitely affect the development of the brain and how the brain wires. But because of this cool little fact, the neuroplasticity, because of that science, no matter what is locked in, no matter what is put in our brains at an early age, you can change that. Isn't that powerful? You can change that. You can rewire because of this cool thing called neuroplasticity. And we're going to talk about that. And how we live our lives. This is key. I've talked about a lot of what I'm going to discuss today are things that I've talked about in bits and pieces on different programs. But today I'm going to wrap it all into specifically how this information is going to help you to be your best you, be your best self. And when you understand and really, really gain the concept of the fact that you can rewire, you can teach an old dog new tricks, it affects the way our outlook. It takes it from an outlook of no hope to one with tremendous hope. Because all of us feel the chaos of everyday life. We all do. We're all pushed for time. We're all running from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, right? And we desire to be more intelligent, to be more protective. I work with clients all the time who say, I want to be more focused, right? If you've got so many things going on in your life, it's hard to remain focused, and you want to be more focused, more creative. And in the end, all of this would, of course, lead you to more success. And again, that success is relative. It's relative to what you view as success. You may simply want to be, and it's not simple, it's very complicated, and it's probably the most unrewarded, unacknowledged success in the world, and that is being a successful parent. And that may be your full focus, is you just want to, you know, you want to be a successful parent. You're not concerned about financial success. It's those relationships as a parent that you want the most. Right, you want to be more successful. And you, if you're going from sunup to sundown, how can you perform at your optimal level so that you can achieve the most? Now, obviously, we don't want you to wear yourself out. We don't want you to be so quick running on that hamster wheel and you're just running every day, day in and day out without making any progress. We want to get you off that hamster wheel so that you are achieving your best, but you're doing it with great results. You're doing it with by doing something that's fulfilling you and that makes you happy. And you can do this. You can get this full potential. You can be your best self by understanding the brain, right? This little 3-pound thing that is protected by your skull, it is really honestly the key to achieving so much more in your day-to-day life. And when you understand that it's the command center to your entire body, I often tell people it is the orchestra leader. I did not realize just how important until I read about your orchestra leaders, how much that conductor is so important to the harmony and the flow and the beauty of the music. You can have tremendously talented musicians who standing there by themselves might not need someone telling them what to do, right? They can make beautiful music by themselves. But in order to take singers and drummers and violinists and pianists and, you know, people with your horn section, in order to take all that complex music and put it into something and have every single one of those pieces work in beautiful harmony so that the music that you hear coming out of something like the New York Philharmonic is amazing. So much of that is created by the conductor. It is the conductor and those following the conductor. That is your brain. To achieve the most physically in our life, to have your brain your body be its best self, you have got to understand that this brain is the command center of the entire body. It controls not just the automated systems of your body, your heart rate, you know, your heart beating, your cardiovascular system, your digestive system, your immune system, those types of things, but it also is the home of intelligent perception, concentration, memory, personality, decision-making, everything about what makes you and I unique is this combination. And I've talked about this before when I've talked about the brain-personality connection. You know that's what I'm passionate about. You know I have the brain-personality connection assessment, the most powerful personality assessing tool available on the market right now because it wraps in this neuroscience so strongly. And when you understand that connection between your brain wiring, and your personality, you're going to understand and achieve a lot more success because you're going to be working with your natural gifts instead of against them. And you will learn how to highlight them. You will learn how to shine the light on them. You will learn how to utilize the power of your brain to achieve more. But there are certain things that you need to do. How do you do this, right? The question is then, how do you do it? What is it that I can do on a day-to-day basis to achieve my full potential, right? Well, first is you got to listen to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. You got to click the follow button and listen because it is here or other shows like this, okay? Shameless plug there, right? But it is because it is in programs like this, it is in articles, it is in white papers, it is in books where you begin to understand how the brain works and how important it is to every aspect of your health, your physical health, your mental health, and how your physical health is important to the activity and the ability for your brain to function at its peak. So it's this you know, beautiful, harmonious connection between the brain and the body that you have got to educate yourself on. So you understand that your day-to-day activities are going to affect how well your brain can function. And in turn, how well your brain can function or is functioning is going to affect the level of success that you have and how much control you are exercising over the functioning of your brain, over the functioning or the thought process that you have going on. How much that, how you need to understand that the right habits, the right mindset can lead to a healthier brain. It can also lead to negativity in the brain. It can lead to damaging things for the brain and body, depending on where that mindset is and depending on what your day-to-day activities are. My apologies again if you're listening live. So you've got to understand this. You've got to understand that connection. And if you don't understand all of these new findings, and that's why we're here, right? But if you don't understand the brain science and health, the findings in that, then you may be actively working against your own capabilities. You may be actively working against your natural bent. You may be working and spending all this extra energy. Again, I talk about it when I explain the brain personality connection. You could be spending 100 times as much energy in your brain to achieve something that you want to have success in. But because you're burning so much brain energy, you're never going to achieve that because you're fatigued all the time. And that brain energy that gets burned is also going to affect your physical energy. It's going to have on that, and it's going to be this domino effect that is going to either push you towards being your best self, causing it. Right. So keeping in touch with all of this new information, understanding how remarkably plastic the brain is and the amazing capacity that it has to change despite any poor beginning it started. Now, I'm not saying, like I said, I'm going to talk a little bit about early childhood development. And I'm not saying that doesn't have an effect on it, but I am saying that even if you have this bad negative onset to your life, does not mean that you can't change the outcome as you grow because of how remarkably plastic the brain is and how it changes constantly. You know, it changes every single time that you have a new experience, because that new experience creates new memories, and every new memory creates new sets of wires in the brain. You know, it creates sets of wires that are connected to wiring to what the experience felt like, it's multifaceted, very, very, very multifaceted. So when you understand this, you can then learn how the brain is constantly wiring. They've done so much, and they're continuing to do, you know, ever since about the 1980s, which was coined the decade of the brain, because of the development of all of these technological scanning machines and what they could do and figuring out how many neurons and how many potential, you know, synaptic connections could happen. And they just got so excited. So we're getting all this information, but it's really kind of started in the 1980s, and it just continues to grow because, of course, the machines that we have to tap into watching the brain and mapping how the brain is acting or reacting to different situations, different thought processes, even just how it reacts when you're spelling something, how it pulls up the memory of how to spell the word cat. All of this type of stuff is coming out of the field of neuroscience. And it's interesting because they're working hard to understand how all of these connections contribute to our health and behavior. And they started something called the Human Connectome Project. It is, you know, researchers from all over the world pulling together the findings of their particular research and putting together a detailed map of all of these connections in different brain regions. And, you know, the hope is to gain a greater understanding of how these different networks are connected to, and these different activities in the brain are connected to you as a person and why you do what you do. And it's very interesting because in some ways they're never going to be able to fully map a diagram or fully map the brain. They can do generalities, but each of our brains are so very incredibly unique that your brain, even if you had very similar life experiences, is going to scan just ever so differently than mine because of the way we create those memories and the way that the neural connections are made in our individual brains, as well as those natural wiring patterns that are there from our coding in our DNA. But this plasticity, the ability for the brain to learn and to learn at any age, Now, granted, while younger individuals do have an advantage, so for example, if you have learned to a second language at an early age in life, that is, you know, teach your child when they're learning English, teach them Spanish too, teach them a different language, teach them sign language, teach them an additional language, because the more that the brain learns a second language at an early age, the greater its ability to, it's going to be easier as an adult to learn, to continually learn new languages. But we do know that the brain changes and reacts more readily in the face of new experiences at a younger age than it does when you're older. However, so they have an advantage when you're younger. Take advantage of that if you are still in that younger group of people. However, it doesn't mean that it's exclusive. You know, neuroscientists are showing that no matter how old you are, no matter what your age is, depending on what you do in life, you can grow new neural connections. And the more neural connections you have to access different sections of the brain, the greater you're going to be able to use that and continue to use that as time goes on and you grow older. So I always tell people, always keep learning, keep reading, keep doing things that are going to create new neural connections. Learn new hobbies, new needlepoint. I don't care. Learn a new musical instrument. You don't have to master it. Just learn it. Learn a new language. Again, you don't have to master it. Just learn it. These are things that will help to keep the brain growing and continuing to make new neural connections. That's one of the keys to unlocking your full potential, is to keep your brain active and to keep your brain growing and to keep your brain learning. The more you learn, and it doesn't have to be something specific. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be, learning a very, you know, learning how to balance a book better, or, you know, certain tasks or certain exercises that are going to, this one is better for success than that one. That's not necessarily the case when we're talking about brain wiring and creating and growing your brain and exercising your brain. It just means challenging mental activity. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more after our break. But before we go to break, I wanted to just throw in a little tidbit on the importance of the childhood experiences. If you are a parent, you can help your child be their best self as an adult and unlock their full potential by doing that early childhood experiences, making their life very rich with experiences. Now, don't overdo it. Don't overstimulate a young brain in terms of a lot of the technology today. Don't rely heavily on that. What is going to stimulate your brain, your child's brain, the best is A, your presence, being with them. Studies have shown that the presence of mothers or other caregivers appear to physically induce a change in the brain connectivity in a way that allows children to better regulate their emotions. They did some really interesting studies. This was done in, it is Dr. Cox, Elizabeth Cox, and her colleagues at Yale University did this study, and they wanted to look at whether the physical and emotional abuse influenced the development of the prefrontal cortex. You know, I've talked about this many times on the prefrontal cortex is critical. It is where you make your fact-based decisions, reasoning, understanding the consequences of your actions, all that type of stuff takes place in the prefrontal cortex. And this is, pardon me again, this is where this study was focusing on how did early childhood trauma, maltreatment, how did it affect the growth and the development of this in children, in adolescents, and then in adults? And it's pretty interesting. I won't go into the details of the study. They were given a written test, a written childhood trauma questionnaire, And then they scanned the brains. They scanned the brains at both 15 years of age, 18, and 18 years of age. And they watched and they paid attention to what parts of the brain were more active. She says that they saw the childhood maltreatment is associated with decreases in the prefrontal cortex volume. So they literally do not have as much volume, as many neurons actively firing in the prefrontal cortex. That's highly dangerous because this is the section of the brain that separates us from an animal. Really, it is what gives us the ability for higher thinking. So it's a very important portion of the brain. It says that they also found decreases in the integrity of the white matter. This is the wiring between the right left side of the brain. It is the wiring between the front of the brain and this prefrontal cortex and other portions of the brain, including the emotion center in the brain. And the results are, it says that their study suggests that the changes associated with maltreatment are occurring during adolescence. So when they're really seeing the highest impact of this early childhood lack of or maltreatment, it is being noticed the most during adolescence. They said when they compared the scans at the different ages, our study suggests these changes are occurring during adolescence. And that may give us a window of opportunity where we can offer interventions and preventing some kids in having negative outcomes in their life. What they found was a little bit different between girls and boys too. In girls, they saw that over time, greater decreases were in the functional areas of the ventricle circuitry that is involved in emotional regulation. In boys, they saw greater decreases over time in the dorsal circuitry involved in impulse control. Isn't that interesting? It says that there's evidence that girls who are maltreated are more likely to develop depression, whereas boys are going to develop more impulse control problems. Now they know the neuroscientific reason behind that. So lots to do if you are parents and thinking about your kids and wanting them to achieve more in their life and achieve their best self. So we're going to come back. When we come back up and on the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show, we're going to dig more into daily activities, things that you can do to be your best self.
For thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Green Lady Anderson, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. This is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind, and this is the core of the most powerful personality profiling system on the market today, the Brain Personality Connection Assessment. Now, you can imagine taking this life-changing message to the world is a very large undertaking. And that is why we have created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner and the founder and the CEO of Your Best Mind, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you're up for the challenge, if you want to bring this powerful information to your clients, your customers, your sphere of influence, then please reach out, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and will help me to change the world for the better, one brain at a time.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Hopefully you are ready to go and ready to understand the day-to-day activities that you can put into place to become your best self. And you know what? They're not going to surprise you. It is not some complicated process. These are all things that I have talked about before on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. But when you put them all together, when you combine all of these steps, all of these healthy habits, you are going to be able to obtain optimal brain health. And that's where it all starts. That's where it all starts. Okay. Neuroscientific research is helping to support doctors in what they have been telling you about living a healthy lifestyle and how important that is for your brain. Okay. So being your best self is going to start by adopting day-to-day habits that you know you need to do. And in honesty, they are the same things that you need to do for a healthy body. So you need a healthy diet. You need to eat healthy. There are numerous studies that have shown eating a balanced diet will not just help your overall health, but suggests that both content and portion size are important for brain health. Eating smaller servings that are full of vitamin-rich foods are going to help you to maintain your weight, and it's going to reduce inflammation. And this inflammation is going to be reduced in your brain as well. It's going to keep your neurons, okay, your neurons healthy. That's important. New research into microbiomes, the natural bacteria that live in the gut. Now, remember, I've talked about this again before on the Brain Lady Speaks. When we talk about your second brain, your gut, there's tons of neurons, 100 million neurons in your gut, and they connect directly up the vagus nerve to your brain. It's like your second brain down there, okay? And when your gut is messed up, you're going to have a lot. It's going to affect your cognitive ability. And whatever affects your cognitive ability is going to affect how highly you are functioning and whether or not you're going to reach your full potential. So new research shows that this natural bacteria that's in your gut suggests that regular eating a diverse mix of healthy foods is what helps to keep this gut and brain in balance. All right. So your brain's not going to be able to work at its full potential if your gut is all messed up. So if you're suffering from leaky gut, if you're suffering from any kind of digestive issues, this might be as strange as it may sound to achieving more more success or being your best self. You've got to get this under control. This is probably one of the best places to start. And the best way to start with that is taking stock of what you are eating, what you are feeding your gut. You know, it could be as simple for you as in, you know, cutting out things that most of you know. I've said this before on the Brain Lady Speak show. My background started in natural health 23 years ago. That's where I began. Cut out those artificial ingredients. Cut out partially hydrogenated oils. Cut out the things that are bad for your gut. Eat healthier. Eat more organic, right? Eat things. Take supplementation that is going to give you the nutrients that you need. And, you know, now I think it's becoming more and more important as we go forward, and not nearly as important as it was 20 years ago. I think it's even more important now that individuals, everybody, I take them, is take microbiotics, you know, take the acidophilus, take the, you know, these natural bacterias that are, that just simply are not, our gut bacteria is so messed up. If you have ever been on antibiotics, your gut bacteria is shot. It's not in good balance. So take, you know, supplementation that gives you those, that it involves your probiotics, right? Take probiotics. That's going to help a ton as well. Getting cardiovascular exercise. Okay, we know it's healthy for the heart. We know it's healthy for the body, but it also benefits the brain. It's research shows that it directly will change the structure and functioning of your brain. Okay, isn't this amazing? Exercise is going to change the functioning of your brain. It's going to change it. Favorite quote. Again, you've heard me say this before. Exercise, it was Elle Wood's brilliant way of defending her client in the movie Legally Blonde. Little did she know what she was hitting on when she made the statement, and the true impact of her statement when she said her client could not possibly have killed her husband. And her entire reasoning was that her client was an exercise guru. And she said, exercise creates endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't kill their husbands. Silly movie, but powerful statement when you break down the true meaning of it. Cardiovascular exercise improves all cognitive performance. It increases the blood flow to the brain. It increases the circulation in the brain. It increases the oxygen level in the brain. That's what deep breathing does. So when you're doing cardiovascular exercise, you are deep breathing. Therefore, you are increasing what's going on in your brain. So it's going to increase your brain health. Very important and incredibly critical for optimal health, physical health, and brain health is sleep. Sleep. Roughly a third of your life is spent sleeping, and it needs to be healthy sleeping. Needs to be good sleeping. Scientists have long known, right? They've known for a long time that sleeping is going to improve your concentration and your memory. And when you can think straight, you make better decisions, right? Sleep is incredibly important. It's your brain's defrag time, right? This is the time when your body does a lot of, clearing out toxins. And the brain does this in a big way while you are sleeping. So it helps to keep neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's at bay. And no matter across the board, your experts pretty much agree, 7 hours of good sleep, at least 7 hours. And this is going to vary depending on you. I have always been one of those individuals who has not, I don't work at my peak unless I get at least 8 hours of good, solid sleep. And I don't mean just 8 hours from the time my head hits the pillow to the time I get up in the morning, right? I'm talking 8 hours of actual sleep, because sometimes it might take me 30 minutes. It might take me an hour to go to sleep if my brain is on buzzing, right? Coming up with creative ideas or whatever it decides to do. Or I'm sore because I just added a new exercise routine, right? Whatever this situation may be, it's that at least 7 hours, I need a good 8 hours of solid sleep in order to be able to function at my best. And of course, the reason for this is a time when all of that release of toxins is done. It's your brain's defragment time. It's your body's defragment time. It's your body's clear out time. So sleep, highly important. meditation, you know, it's not something we've done entire shows on that. If you want more information on the actual research, heavy research going into the neural benefits of meditation, then go back and listen to one of the shows devoted to that. But taking time each day, it doesn't have to be this deep transcendental meditation. I've explained this before. You just need to take time each day to quiet your mind, to just literally take deep breaths and think and relax and become very connected to this moment, this very, very moment, right? When you do this on a daily basis, and if you find that the last point is difficult for you, sleep is difficult for you, this might be something you want to do right before you try to go to sleep. Because when you are doing this and you're breathing deep, studies have shown that people who do this on a regular basis actually have improved sleep, decreased stress, boosted immune function, and it has been shown to increase brain connectivity. So doing this kind of mindful meditation on a regular daily basis, and it doesn't have to be, you know, we're not talking about 30 minutes. It can be 3, 4, 5 minutes and still have some very positive responses in your health, some very positive effects on your brain and getting your brain to work at its peak, because you're not going to hit your peak unless your brain is at its peak. You're not going to unlock your full potential unless your brain is ready to do that, okay? Another really important thing, social interactions, social connections, right? Having real relationships. Scientists have found that loving and being in healthy relationships, and I'm not just talking about a husband-wife relationship or a spousal relationship, something with a significant other. I'm talking about healthy relationships as a whole, positive relationships. Not negative ones, positive ones. The social connections, the social interaction is important for your brain, because being isolated can lead to emotional and physical deterioration, right? Building your social networks, and I'm not talking about your Facebook. I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about real sitting down, having a cup of coffee, having an engagement or a conversation. Building the richness of a relationship, this affects your brain. It makes your brain happy. Makes your brain happy. There's all kinds of research that's gone into, you know, the chemistry that changes in your brain, but it's important to have these healthy social interactions. It's going to help you to reduce stress, which is going to improve your brain, right? It's going to elevate your mood. It's going to engage you in conversation, and sometimes those conversations are intellectually challenging, right? Or maybe you're playing games. This is the best thing to do. Have a get-together, get your friends over, play brain games, play brain games. I get so excited. Play games like Cranium or Scattergories or even just charades. These are all games that have. Make force your brain, even if you're not a creative person or you don't feel you're a creative person by nature. These are the types of things that will increase your creativity. These are things that will stretch your neurons. They will give your brain an exercise. They will give your brain a workout. Chess, checkers, card games, anything that's got strategy. I mean, all of these different games are going to challenge different parts of your brain. Right? And it is fun. And it is interacting with other people. Beautiful ways to keep your brain healthy and happy. And this is the key. You may say, well, what does all of this have to do with, you know, what does having guests over and engaging in intellectual conversation or engaging in or playing games, what on earth does that have to do with me being more successful at work? Remember, what we're talking about is that the control system, the most important organ in your body is going to be your brain. If your brain is healthy, if your brain is happy, you will be able to tap into its full potential. Do you get where I'm going with this? So while I'm talking about day-to-day activities, you know, I'm not talking about business strategy. I'm not talking about career strategy. I'm not talking about career performance or work performance. I'm talking about starting at the base, starting at the foundation. You cannot be your best you at work, in your career, in your relationships. You will never achieve your full potential if your brain is not healthy and if your brain is not happy. I have a great little CD recording that I did years ago, and I love it. I'm about to redo it just to update some of the information, but it's still very, it's like 45 minutes, 50 minutes of day-to-day things that I can do, foods that I can eat, activities that I can take place in that are going to give me a healthy, happy brain. And if you, that's the key. If you have a healthy, happy brain, then you can be your best self. You can tap into this amazing potential for thinking, for creativity, for problem solving in your brain if you have a healthy, happy brain. If your brain's not happy, if your brain's not healthy, all of that is stunted. You're limited to some extent on the successes that you can achieve in those areas if your brain isn't healthy, isn't working at its best. So all these keys that I'm giving you, all these things that I'm telling you are going to create the strongest foundation for unlocking your full potential, because they're going to get your brain in a position where it can expand, where it can grow, where it can create all of these new neural connections. And with every new neural connection, you have a new pathway to figure problems out, to do more, right? And that's going to give you the ability to be your best self. Okay, another thing, intellectual engagement, not necessarily with other people, but keeping your brain healthy by always learning. Never stop learning. I've mentioned it before. I'll say it again. You'll hear me say it in shows in the future. Learn something new. I said it earlier on this program. Learn something new. I don't care if it's needlepoint. I don't care if you're doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, brain games. I have brain game apps that are puzzles. I have brain game apps that are, you know, find what's wrong with this picture, spelling, you know, figure out, you know, which word goes where. I know it sounds to some people boring, laborsome, but even doing just 5 to 10 minutes of that every day, something that is an intellectual challenge, is the brain loves it. It eats it up. And if you could just see your brain, I have told my husband so many times, I would love to go get one of these brain scans done, just simply because I would love to watch my brain fire. I love it. It is just so fascinating to me to see those slides and those pictures of neurons just firing. I just love it. I will sit and watch my head. There have been times when I have just gotten, when he's doing something creative, he's got an incredibly creative brain, and he will be talking about some seemingly bizarre idea that he came up with, or he will be working on trying to problem solve some issue. And I will literally walk up to him and just rub his head and go, oh my goodness, I just love your brain. Because it's like I can see through his skull and see those neurons firing. And I just love watching that. I love watching, which he, by the way, loves because he's kinesthetic. So, he, you know, if I rub his head, he's just like in heaven. I love sitting and watching kids, especially toddlers. I love watching babies put things in their mouths and look at them and you know, watching the parents freak out. And yet my brain is going, what are they learning? What's happening? What neurons are firing in their head? So I love watching that. And it is amazing to know what's going on in your brain every time you play one of these brain games. So just, I have several brain puzzle books on my desk. I, like I said, I have my phone apps. Technology makes it super easy to do this type of thing. Engage your brain in learning something all the time. Learn a foreign language. I am desperately trying to learn Spanish. I will never be proficient in Spanish. I'm pretty good at sign language. I've done some interpreting in my day, American Sign Language. So I learned that, but I learned that when I was 15 years old, and that was a whole lot easier than trying to learn something at 50, 53 nonetheless, or almost 53. That's going to come up on me fast. July here, I'm going to be making the next year, knocking another year on my calendar. But it's much easier to learn when I was younger, but I'm trying desperately to learn Spanish. I think Spanish in the United States is an incredible, well, actually in the world, it's an incredibly functional language. You come up to it, to Spanish-speaking people all the time, especially living here in California. So it's like, I want to learn Spanish, and my brain is like going, what are you doing to me? But actually, it's probably enjoying it, you know, trying to learn something new, because the brain loves learning something new. So engage your brain in learning new things. All of these are day-to-day habits that you can do to make your brain healthier and make your brain happier. All right. Now, we are quickly approaching, let me just read, back on exercise and the brain, I'm going to highlight a few of the things of what it does literally for the brain. It protects against age-related decline. I had these written down. I wanted to share. So I'm kind of doing this out of order. It increases the volume of the hippocampus. Hippocampus, guess what the hippocampus is? It is the brain's memory center. It also increases the volume of the prefrontal cortex. We've talked about how the prefrontal cortex is important for critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity. Okay, the brain changes have been correlated with improvement on spatial memory tests as well as better decision making. And it boosts that white matter. Well, the white matter are your connections between one portion of the brain and another portion of the brain. So it means that your brain is better able to critically figure things out because it's able to pull and access all the different sections of the brain better if it has better roads getting to and from each section of the brain, right? It increases neural growth in areas of the brain that are important for health, for creating more, strengthening existing neural connections, as well as creating new ones. Okay, it helps to promote neurotrophic factors that facilitate the survival of individual neurons. So it not only helps you create new neural connections, but it helps you, it gives you a stronger life on your existing neurons. It improves your mood. And I've talked so much before about the connection, the neuropsychological connection between your thought process, the chemistry in your brain, and your immune system, and how important that connection is. So it helps, it improves the mood into a positive, which in turn is going to not just help you to not be depressed or have anxiety disorders, but it's also going to improve the functioning of your immune system. So you're starting to see the importance, and you don't have to go to a gym for 5 hours a day. You don't have to be one of these who, you know, do major workouts. We're talking 30 minutes of cardiovascular. Go for a hike. You know, run on your treadmill, work on your elliptical. I have my elliptical in the house for when it's raining outside, and I go for walks in the mountains when it's sunny outside. So do that every day. That's going to help your brain. Okay. So exercise, great. Sleep, right? Go back to sleep. Really remember that you have to do sleep. Something else that's really interesting is vitamin D. There's many chronic diseases that have flourished over the last few decades, and one of the reasons may be a chronic deficiency in vitamin D. Vitamin D is the sun. It is the sunshine vitamin is what it has been called in the past. And it's very interesting because lots of research has been done. One of the studies that were done at the University of South Carolina Medical School said that insufficient vitamin D levels, particularly in mothers and children, have led to nutrient deficiency epidemic, will cause dire consequences for large segments of the population. And part of that is because we're just not outside as often as we used to. More and more jobs in the last century are indoor jobs. They're jobs where, you know, depending on where you live in terms of your geography, you may be in one of those areas that you're at work before the sun really comes out and you come home as the sun's going down. So you're not actually getting much, you know, much sunshine. And sun is important. It's important for the health of your body, for your immune function, and it is important for your mental state. So it will help to create a healthier, happier mental state. So getting some sun, and you know, okay, that's fine. If you don't want to be in the direct sunlight, you know, you can stand in the shade, but get outside in nature. These are all things that are going to make your brain happy. When you make your brain happy, you can be your best self and unlock your full potential. And we are out of time. We are down to the last couple of minutes in the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And I got a few things I want to cover with you. So I apologize for not being able to go on this more. There's just so much amazing things. And there's a lot other ways that you can increase your brain power and creativity. So we're going to talk about that on a future show. Maybe I'll do the creativity segment on the next Brain Lady Speaks radio show. But be looking for those topics to be explored even further in the future. All right, I need to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. I got to, you know, I need your help. I need your help. I need your feedback, because in order for me to be the best hostess here, the hostess with the mostest, I need to know what you want to hear. What are some of the shows in the past that I've done that you just love and you want to see me expand on it? You want to see me revisit those topics? What are some of the shows in the past that are like, Julie, that one, was a little boring. Didn't quite keep me entertained. What were some guests that you really enjoyed? Were there guests you want to have, you know, you were like, oh, I wish we could have listened to you talk for another hour. Do you want me to have them on again? What guests have you heard? What speakers have you heard? What books have you read? What articles have you read that you're like, wow, this would be perfect content for Julie on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show? Help a girl out. Help me to bring the best information to my listeners. As we expand our reach and we grow from country to country and our listeners are growing and we're touching and changing more and more lives, I want to bring the best to you. So what do you want to hear? Give me feedback. Shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. Your best mind as in brain, yourbestmindonline.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to see. And show me some love. Show me some social media love. If you like what I share on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, if one of the programs that you've watched you think were just great, changed your life or your way of thinking, then please share it. Share it on social media. Share it out. Click that like button. Follow me. Download me on YouTube. YouTube. I have a YouTube channel too. Follow me on iTunes. You know, brain information out there to the world, so we can all be our best selves and unlock our full potential by understanding the power and the amazingness of the brain. If you want more information on the Your Best Mind certification program and the Most Powerful Brain Personality Connection Assessment or Personality Assessing Tool, please, oh my goodness, I am right there at the end of the show. Please shoot me an email or go visit the website, yourbestmindonline.com. Follow me on Facebook. I am the Purple Brain Lady. Follow me or Your Best Mind Online is my business page. LinkedIn, I am Brain Lady Julie. Twitter, I am at Brain Lady. Instagram, I am Brain Lady Julie. And until next week, everyone, simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.